Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into the Coffee Break Podcast. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for checking us out today. Typically, we're going to be adding a fresh pot of coffee up here Monday through Friday, but we've got lots of great content in the archives from our pre-podcast days, and I want to make some of that available to you as well. So on Saturdays, we're going to dip into the archive and bring out some of those chats for you. A bit of Coffee Break cold brew, if you will. So let's get it going now. And as a lead-in to this weekend's cold brew, a little bit of context for you. Rosie Ayers was in just a few days ago talking about the upcoming show at Grand Street Theater. That one's called Silent Sky, and she's directing this one. But this past fall, she was on the other side of the theater coin and on stage starring in a one-woman show called Every Brilliant Thing. Now, the show has, of course, finished its run, but Rosie let us know that this summer, that show is going to be hitting the road. It's going to be performed in communities across the state, as many as 4 dozen of them, in fact. It's an incredible show with an important message. And so this cold brew, we're bringing you that conversation, because if you missed Every Brilliant Thing, this summer you'll be getting another chance. So now, here's that conversation. We've got actress Rosie Ayers and director John Roush there with Every Brilliant Thing. It's the new show about to hit the Grand Street stage. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Oh, good morning, Troy. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
This is a show. It runs September 6th through September 16th, and it's a different kind of show. It's an important show. But before we sort of dive into that, let's learn quickly a little bit about you two. Who is Rosie Ayers?
Well, I'm a theater director, actress, comedian, and teaching artist. I live in Missoula. I've got 4 kiddos, a crazy lifestyle, and I grew up in Montana, right here in Helena. I have 2 teachers for parents, so I was very well watched, even as a delinquent child.
Yeah, clearly not well enough, but they did the best they could.
How about you, John?
Well, I grew up in South Dakota, but came out to go to Carroll College a long, long time ago, and pretty much have been here ever since. Went away for a little while, did some grad school stuff, but I've been back for... Been in Helena for, I don't know, almost 30 years, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now you're teaming up on Every Brilliant Thing. This production, it's a, I guess as the phrase goes, it's a one-man show. In this case, it's a one-woman show.
It
depends on who tries out and what city it's in, because sometimes it's a leading man, sometimes it's a leading lady. It's a story about a young child who comes home from school to find out that mom's in the hospital having tried to commit suicide. And so then she decides to help mom out and make a list, right? I mean, as a young child would do, what can I do in this situation?
Yeah.
Let's make a list.
Yeah, it really talks about how do we cope with mental illness, but also family dynamics in our lives. How do we find that place in us that brings out brilliance and helps us to cope with what's around? And don't be too daunted by the show. Even though it's a great piece of theater activism, it is also fun and funny and a beautiful and poignant ride along the whole entire way.
Yes, it is.
Something that it aired on HBO, or it has aired on HBO.
Correct.
Ryan, and it debuted in 2013 in Britain, and everywhere it goes, I mean, there's just rave reviews. Nobody watches this thing, experiences this thing, and goes away going, man, I wish I didn't go to see that.
Absolutely. When I first read it this last winter, it was one of the first shows I'd read in a long time that I decided I needed to be in rather than direct. But I knew that I didn't want to be a part of it if I didn't have an amazing director. A one-woman show is incredibly daunting, and being a theater director, I'm a little picky sometimes about who's bossing me around. So I was quite overjoyed when I heard that John had gotten on board with Every Brilliant Thing. And
I was just going to say, you can't always get what you want.
But I live in Missoula, and so I made a pretty big decision to be over here during this entire time. My kids are going to their first day of school today, and they are so kind and happy to be missing it so that I can continue to be living the dream with John and at Grand Street, my alma mater as far as theaters go, and doing this beautiful piece of theater activism, you know, suicide prevention and awareness on how we cope with these things in our culture is at the forefront right now.
Yeah, and it's obviously a serious topic. But as you mentioned, you know, there's fun too. I mean, the list starts off simple and it's, you know, ice cream, water fights, the color yellow, right? And then we get into things I think is fun. Kind old people who aren't weird and don't smell unusual. Like, I mean, we get into, I mean, there's funny stuff too, but the list continues to grow, right? And becomes a little bit more because it starts when you're seven, but it continues throughout life. When times are good, when times are bad, you're adding things to this list, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Using
she
this
gets
as a toolbox.
Chance to put it aside for a while and kind of let it be alone and then come back to it and find it again, you know, discover it under your bed. That kind of stuff. Like, oh my gosh, yeah. But this, yeah.
And that's really what we all do, right, is we take that foundation from our childhood of how we deal with things and we build on that. And if we can do that in a positive way, you know, those skills for life, that toolbox that we use the rest of our life, if we can grow that side, you know, our brilliance can really find its way through the trials and tribulations, which we're all bound to have.
Yeah,
nobody's going to escape this thing.
It's a remarkable evolution.
And if you can
do that,
the
process of the play is really, really cool.
Yeah, and if you can do that with a good sense of humor, I think you've found the best tool in your toolbox ever.
Well, and it's something, you know, you don't hide the fact. I mean, it's right there in the title. I mean, this is about that there's always something brilliant out there. There's always something that you can find. I saw it was described on the Grand Street site as a surprisingly uplifting play about the lengths we go to for those we love. How does a play about mental health and suicide wind up being uplifting, right? I mean, it seems two sort of paradoxical things. Like, how does that mesh?
Well, for me, it's because we have a tendency in our world, in our life, I think, to find those serious subjects and to be afraid of them and to be hesitant about them, and we don't want to talk about, you know, the dark or the depressing elements of existence. There's a line in the play later on, kind of late in the play, where Rosie gets to say, basically, if you live your whole life and haven't had a moment like this sometime in your life where things aren't as good as you want them to be, you're probably not paying attention, because it happens to all of us where we are going to have these things. So I think for me, the brilliance of the play is all in the creative process that put the whole thing together in the first place. It's just a great little hook.
Yeah, and my favorite emotion has always been laughter through tears. I'm a big fan that, you know, the best sunrise comes after the darkest night, and just that idea that we have to live in this dichotomy, and that's how I've gotten to exist most of my life, and I'm quite thankful. I think it brings a lot of depth to humor, but also to lightness and levity when you have that worldliness and depth behind it. So this is one of those very complex plays, but I think it is extremely relatable to every human being who has had any sort of experience in families that has anything that is varied.
Right. Sure. Well, and that's a big list, right? I mean, depression, huge. Suicide, something that a lot more people probably deal with than what any of us realize.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of audience interaction here, right? I mean, you're the star, but you have a lot of little co-stars. The way this is built is that there's little tiny snippets, and some bigger than others, of audience participation.
That's true. Yeah, and really, if you're not the audience participation kind, don't feel this is not the show
right.
for you.
Right, because don't avoid the show.
There
because,
is a, yeah. It's a large crowd, and it's easy to sit back and just participate by viewing. But there is an opportunity to read parts of the list, which is quite lovely, and get to interact. It's much like a stand-up show.
A little bit of improv.
Yeah. There's a lot of, you know, it's more than sketch. It's, you know, it really is a well-laid-out structure, but there is opportunity to interact with the audience.
Yeah, and you know what? We're running out of time. We always run out of time on this show. It happens every day. You know, this is something that can be difficult to talk about, obviously, but this play makes it, you're able to talk once you see this play. Maybe it opens up some dialogue. It makes this all accessible. And we're talking about this being about mental health and that, but this just as much about us finding things that we can be thankful for in life, right? I mean, just everyday life, hey, yes, that's something I can be thankful for.
Yes. The humor that's in this play is not that uncomfortable kind of humor where you scratch your head afterwards and go, well, I can't believe I'm laughing at
right.
that.
No.
I can't believe that I think there's something funny about that, and I really shouldn't think it's funny. We find this play to be genuinely funny, mm-hmm. honestly funny, not manipulated funny. Mm-hmm. It is so heartfelt and mm-hmm. so emotionally rooted in truth that the joy that it brings is uplifting. You get to walk out of the theater yeah. going, I'm really glad that I saw that. And yeah, it's a serious subject, but it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to get down there. You need to check out. You need to see Rosie in every brilliant thing. There's a line in the production that I heard. It's really fantastic. It's things get better. They may not always be brilliant, but they get better. And I think that's just something that's fantastic. That's something to carry with you. And I want to let people know, you know, we're talking about this. The National Suicide Prevention Hotline, the number for them, 1-800-273-8255. They're available 24 hours a day, every day. It's okay to not be okay. And it's okay to talk about it. And it's important to talk about it. So if you need help, National Suicide Prevention Hotline, 800-273-8255. Every brilliant thing, it's coming up at Grand Street Theater. It hits the stage September 6th, runs through September 16th. Give them a call. Get on the website. Go down there. Get your tickets because it's going to be an incredible show. Guys, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks,
I sure
Charles.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And as we said at the front end of this Cold Brew, the show has finished its run, but it will be back on stage in communities across the Treasure State this summer. When they've been set, Grand Street's webpage will have a link to show times and locations, so keep an eye out for that. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes, head on over, give us a review there, that's always much appreciated, or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Coffee Break, brought to you by News Radio 95 KCAP. Be sure to swing back by on Monday for another fresh pod.